Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue. Very excited about having our good friend Neil Hare back on the show. Neil and I go back a long way. He's been a member of my Brain Trust for 16 years. He's the president of Global Vision Communications. I remember when he started that company. We were friends before that. He used to be VP for Corporate Communications at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. That's when we first met. And then he started his own business. And I was so proud of him. And boy, howdy, has he done great since then. He's our good friend, Neil Hare. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Good to have you back. And I am proud of you, Neil. I mean, I saw you. I saw that gleam in your eye, you know, probably almost 20 years ago. And when you and I first started working together, and I'm proud of what you've done.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's been a great ride. And I'm always appreciative of your friendship and your support of small business. So
well,
let's keep it going.
Absolutely. Well, as you can imagine, I have a complete understanding of what you had to go through to get to start a business like yours from nothing, from a blank sheet of paper. So, let's talk a little bit about the stimulus program. I know that you've been tracking this. The Paycheck Protection Program basically ended in terms of funding August the 8th. Is still in force because they've got to figure out what to do. They got to get the everything reconciled, the forgiveness or the continuation of the loans or whatever they're going to do. But what do you think's going on right now? There's some new negotiations in Congress over whether to extend or to have another round. There was $100+ billion left in the fund that never was taken. I just talked to a trucking president, a vice president of a trucking company out of Chicago, in the last segment, who said, "Yeah, I could use another round." What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, good point that there was still $130 billion left in the program when it closed down on August 8th. So there's still that money out there. But most importantly was, you know, the House Democrats and the White House have been negotiating on this next round of stimulus now for several months, actually. And I thought, frankly, they were going to get something done before the end of September, the end of the fiscal year, and it didn't happen. And now it's looking less and less likely that it's going to happen. Basically, the Democrats, they wanted a package at the beginning of $3.4 trillion, and, you know, the White House was, and the Republicans were down at about, you know, $1.2 trillion.
And the difference on the Democrat side was a whole bunch of money to go into stuff that wasn't really associated with COVID-19, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was some extra stuff in there, that's for sure. But anyway, so this week they got a little closer. The Democrats came down to $2.2 trillion and the Republicans came up, but we're still pretty far apart here about something happening.
Well, and there's politics involved. It's not just the financial part of this. There's other politics, complicating things. What do you think? You think they're going to come together?
Well, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen this week. Pelosi and Secretary Mnuchin, Secretary of the Treasury, have been talking every day, and there's still a chance it could happen today, tomorrow, but a very small chance. And even if they came together, because the White House and the House Democrats are closer aligned, believe it or not, in making this deal happen, but the Senate Republicans, led by Mitch McConnell, are really against it. Mm-hmm. So it's a long shot if it happens. And then, you know, they're going on recess for the election. So probably won't happen before the end of the before the election.
Right. If it doesn't happen this week, but you're not
right,
confident.
Right.
You're not confident anything's going to happen this week.
You know, again, it's diminished. I mean, if you talked to me 2-3 weeks ago, I would have said there's a 75% chance of it happening today. I think it's probably a 20% chance that they can get something done. and have the Senate approve it, right? I mean, I could see the White House and the House Democrats agreeing, but then the Senate saying, no, it's still too much money, and they don't want to do it. So it's a shame because there is, you know, there is a lot in there for small businesses, Jim. There was, you know, the main thing that was in there was they let small businesses certify that they used the loan money appropriately. So all loans under $150,000 were going to be forgiven right away, making it a much easier thing.
Right.
And it was going to have second, you know, for companies that had a lot of losses this year, 50% of losses, they were going to be able to get back in there and get more money. So those two things alone, there was a bunch more in there, but those
hold on, I would like for you to unpack it a little bit more after the break and tell us a little bit more about that, folks, and we'll talk a little bit more about this forgiveness thing. Right back with our good friend Neil Hare. He is the president of Global Vision Communications, LLC. Quick break, 2010. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.